This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
I mean,
okay, awesome, awesome. All right. Well, you already said that you guys don't do team drivers, or is there a particular reason? I mean, because you know, I'm going to pass the information on to my buddy, and you know,
The market right now is just not good for team drivers for us. At least we really it's hard to get team loads to where it benefits the company. So for the moment, we're not taking them. We're not opposed to it, and we have hired teams previously. Mm-hmm. Just right now, it's not the time for us. So we're going to probably wait to see if the market gets better.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Recruiter Call Channel, where we make the call for you. And in today's MTC segment, we're going to be looking at NASUS. Out. I'm pronouncing that right. NASSUS out of Burridge, Illinois. They could be a black ops company, I guess. Don't quote me on that. But they are here in another Facebook sponsored post looking for you guys. They said that safety is the driving force behind everything they do, and they require you to do 3,000 miles or more. Can you do 3,000 miles or more? I don't know. Let's find out more. Hey, good morning. What'd you say the name of the company was? ASUS?
NASUS Inc.
Oh, NASUS. NASUS. Okay, it sounds like you saying ASUS. My fault. My bad.
Oh, it's okay. How can I help you today?
How you doing? I came across one of your Facebook posts. It says here you guys is offering up to 80 cents a mile. Are you
looking for a drive-in or a flatbed?
Well, it says here that you guys got a lot of lanes available. So, drive-in?
No, drive-in pays 70 cents a mile. Flatbed pays 80 cents a mile.
Okay. So that's what it means by up to 80 cents mm-hmm. a mile. Okay. Flatbed, do you have to have flatbed experience already, or do you guys train?
Yes, you do. No, you have to have a minimum of a year experience.
Okay. And it says right here, as a team, if I decide to bring a partner with me, I can do team.
What ad are you looking at, if you don't mind me asking? Because I'm going to be honest with you, it does not sound familiar at all. We're not hiring teams either. We stopped hiring teams at the end of last year.
Okay. Well, it says NASUS. Am I pronouncing that right? NASUS.
Yeah, did you see that on Facebook or?
Yeah, I'm looking at it as we speak. It says that you guys offer W-2 and 1099. The pay average for drive-in is $24.50. Flatbed $29, and team is $28.
Could be an old ad, but we're not hiring teams at this time.
Okay.
So the flatbed is 80 cents. 80 cents a mile, and drive-in is 70 cents a mile. If you're looking for W-2, it's a 10-cent difference. So for drive-in, instead of 70 cents, it's 60 cents a mile.
Okay. So mm-hmm. if I decide for 1099, would that be like me leasing with option to own, or is that like renting?
No, we don't do a lease to own. This is as a company driver.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, mm-hmm. I'll get an extra 10 cents if I assume all responsibilities, pretty much.
There's a difference. The reason it's 10 cents less for W-2 is because the company has more expenses at that time. They have to pay for your workman's comp, just a bunch of different things that they have to pay for.
Right. So, pretty much me taking all the responsibility, pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So for the flatbed, you said I had to have at least a year. I did drove flatbed before, but it was with a company that I've been with for a couple of years, but it was on and off with flatbed. But I'm interested in the drive-in. So, but how much experience do you require total? For
2 years. 2 years of over-the-road experience for either or. Well, just to be hired alone, it's 2 years of over-the-road experience.
Okay, okay. What about the lanes that you guys have? What lanes will we run, and do you guys run Canada? What lanes do you guys run, and do you guys run Canada?
No, we don't run in Canada, all 48 states. We don't have any dedicated work. It's all spot freight. I'm really curious at what ad you're looking at. We have some stuff that we have some lanes that we might see here and there often, but most of our stuff is spot freight.
Okay, okay. Now, as far as 1099 goes, you said it'd be 10-cent difference, but do you guys take anything else out of our pay if we want to?
There's two charges that we do. There's your occupational accidental coverage, which is like workman's comp. This is if you were to get hurt, it will cover your medical bills and a portion of your downtime. It's a $45 weekly charge. The second thing we charge is a safety security deposit. This is just if any damages to the truck on your behalf will come out of that safety security deposit. That is $2,500 that the company collects. It's collected in a 10-week period. For 10 weeks, they take $250 that goes straight into that safety security deposit. If and when you decide to leave, it would be returned to you 45 days after you terminate.
Okay, okay. So that means pretty much you guys go over the truck and everything and make sure it came back mm-hmm. the same way I took it.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Exactly. Okay. What are the equipment that we'll be driving, and what are they governed at?
Our trucks are all newer. They're 2021 and newer, so we have 2021s, 2022s, 2023s. We have Freightliner Cascadias. We have Volvos. They're governed at 70. They all come with refrigerator, microwave, power inverter, iPass, prepass.
And what the computer system for our ELD?
I believe we're using Samsara.
Okay. I'm familiar with Samsara tablet. The current company that I drive for, they have a Samsara, so I'm familiar with it. What about driver cameras? Do you guys have driver cams that face the driver?
No, it's just face outwards.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Now, you said that we can run 1099, but we can come on as W-2, and it'll just be a 10-cent difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, would that be a different in the miles that I can incur with you guys every week if I choose to do 1099 or W-2? What would be the average miles a week that I can get from you guys?
Our drivers are driving between 3,000 and 3,500 miles.
Legal.
So we're requiring our driver. Yes, and we use an ELD. They have to be legal hours. We're requiring our drivers to minimally drive 3,000 miles a week. If the driver is driving less than that, to be honest, it would not work out here.
Mm, okay, awesome, awesome. I'm a runner. Love to make money.
Okay.
So I don't think you have Perfect. A problem out of me. How about my home time though? I'm out of Ohio.
Where are you from?
I'm out of Ohio. So would I be able to take
Ohio is
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They send you with the truck home. Ohio is minimum 2 weeks out. You can stay as long as you like, but we do require a minimum of 2 weeks out.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Pet and rider policy, and how young can I bring my rider?
I believe they have to be 13 and older. To have a rider with you, it's $22.88 a month. Pet policy is we'd have to look at the pet, depending how big the pet is. If they approve the pet, it's $1,000 safety security deposit.
Is that, and that's paid throughout my settlements pretty much, right?
You can pay it up front. If you can't, then they can do monthly payments.
Okay.
Or weekly payments, I mean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, you already said that you guys don't do team drivers. Or is there a particular reason? I mean, because, you know, I'm going to pass the information on to my buddy. And, you know.
The market right now is just not good for team drivers for us, at least. It's hard to get team loads to where it benefits the company. So for the moment, we're not taking them. We're not opposed to it, and we have hired teams previously. Mm-hmm. Just right now, it's not the time for us. So we're going to probably wait to see if the market gets better.
All right. What's your policy on SAP drivers?
If you're completely done with the SAP program, there you don't have to do any follow-up tests. You don't have to do a return-to-duty test. You've already got that out the way. Then we can consider depending on what you're on SAP for.
All right. Awesome. And what about, and I have like two more questions. The one to the last question is, what's your policy on felons? And my last question is, do you guys have a sign-on bonus or anything? It doesn't say here, but
no,
I'm just asking.
There is no sign-on bonus right now, just because once again, the market's not good. So we don't have a sign-on bonus. For background checks, to be honest with you, we do take felons. It just kind of really depends. We do have a lot of loads that, you know, are government-based, so sometimes we could struggle not getting a driver there. So it just depends. Safety, we'll have to look at it and determine if we're able to hire or not.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you very much. You know what? I know I forgot to ask, but how would you guys get me up there, and what will be the pre-employment drug screening?
The drugs, so our onboarding process is a two-day process. If you were to get approved, we would get you a ticket. I usually book those nice and early. They'll pick you up from the airport. We take you to a clinic that's down the street from us. We like to use that clinic because they give us drug test results fairly quick. Then you come into the office and just start orientation and some safety training.
Okay,
and awesome. We'll get you a hotel room for that night.
Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, great information. Again, like I said, this was posted in one of my Facebook groups. It looks mm-hmm. like you guys posted it February 21st. I can't assess
this year.
Yeah, I can't assess it if it's this year, last year. I'm not sure. It just said February 21st. But again, good talking to you. I mean, this is good information, and I would definitely take this back to my partner and share it with him to see if it's something that you know, we both can come together. If him is interested, what would we do? Just give you a call back and get the ball rolling?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, correct. And then I can send you guys the application.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
NACES, everybody. Yes, sir. Now, I thought she said it was ACES. I'm not sure. I thought it was ACES, the way she was pronouncing it, but it's NASIS, NASISUS Inc. It's located out of Bird Ridge, Illinois. Now, I guess you could say that this is a black ops company. I want to say that because all Illinois companies are black ops companies, but this particular company is offering two tiers. The first tier is a W-2 and the other tier is a 1099. Now, if you decide to go 1099, it will be 70 cent a mile. And if you go W-2, it will be 60 cent a mile. All right. The difference is, like I said before, you will be incurring all the responsibilities of the company. You know what I'm saying? The company won't have to worry about no responsibilities. You do. But if you go W-2, this is what they got to offer as far as W-2. Health, vision, and dental, 401k, PTO, safety and referral bonuses, rider and pet policy, fully loaded equipment with refrigerators and a microwave, no TVs, trucks governed at 70. They have all the trucks, Volvos, pretty much. That's what you would get out of Illinois. No Northeast region and no New York City. And you will get a settlement every week. Requirements is no more than 2 moving violations in the past 2 years. Minimum 2 years of verifiable CDL experience. And yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what.
And no DUIs. No DUIs.
Okay. So Nasus out of Burr Ridge, Illinois. If you or anybody you know that drives for Nasus, let us know in the comments below. Let us know how the company is treating you. Is this a good company to work with? I mean, the conversation with the recruiter was pretty good. Pretty good. Now, she wasn't familiar with what the ad was in the Facebook. Again, it was posted February 21st. So that could have been this year or it could have been last year. She don't know. I don't know. I just got it. But they are doing drive-in, flatbed, and teen drive. Now, within that 2 years of experience to do flatbed, you have to have at least a year of experience for flatbed. All right? All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of MTC. If you guys want to know more about Burr Ridge, Burr Ridge. Nasus. Where'd I get Burr Ridge from? If you want to know more about Nasus, the information and the IntelliLink will be in the description. Until next time, everybody. Who's next?